Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. As World War II raged throughout Europe and the Pacific, captured enemy soldiers were sent to the United States and Utah for internment. At its height, nearly 426,000 German and Italian soldiers were interned in the United States. In Utah, POWs were placed in camps located at the Naval Supply Depot in Clearfield, the Deseret Chemical Warfare Depot, Hill Field in Layton, Tooele, Utah Army Service Forces Depot in Ogden, Bushnell General Hospital in Brigham City, Dugway Proving Grounds, Logan, Orme, Tremont, and Salina. Prisoners deemed subversive were sent to Fort Douglas. German and Italian prisoners of war worked 5 to 6 days a week for 8 or 10 hours near their site of imprisonment. In areas like Salina, where POWs worked the sugar beet fields, they bolstered the local labor force, bereft of young men and women serving in the war. POWs were typically paid 80 cents a day for their labor. The War Department allowed POWs to begin their own orchestras, provided schooling, played movies, and in general attempted to acculturate the prisoners to the American democratic system. When Italy capitulated in September 1943, the Italian soldiers who signed an Italian service unit parole agreement were allowed weekend leave from their camps. The War Department did little to interrogate the prisoners beyond the basic name, rank, and serial number. They also guaranteed the same amount of rations to be given to the prisoners as to the soldiers in the U.S. military, at least during the duration of the war. Some prisoners even married local women. In 1967, Ralph Busco and Douglas Alder sent surveys to former German POWs imprisoned in Utah with such questions as, "How would you describe the conditions of life? How was the food? And have you ever been treated brutally or inhumanely in America?" Of those who replied, most reported that they were treated fairly and that their stay in Utah was good. Research and writing for this Beehive Archive episode was done by Nicholas Demas. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org.